This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, our first weekly crop update for the 2018 growing season was released yesterday afternoon for the state of Illinois. Cold temperatures and rain were reported throughout the state last week, and there was just one day suitable for field work during the week ending April 1st. The average temp was 41 degrees, about 5 degrees below normal. Precip averaged 1.7 inches, about 0.8 inches above normal. And topsoil moisture supply rated 3% short, 60% adequate, and 37% surplus. Winter wheat headed was at 2% for the state, and winter wheat condition rated 7% very poor, 9% poor, 38% fair, 40% good, and 6% excellent. Well, in our listening area, the crops we talk about usually consist of corn, soybeans, wheat, and hay. But this morning, we'll be discussing a crop that I was unaware until recently is grown in Illinois. Blake Gerard of Alexander County in southern Illinois grows rice along the Mississippi River and has been doing it successfully for the last several years.
Well, we've been growing rice here for almost 20 years. I think this is our 19th season. And I'm in Alexander County, Illinois, which is the southernmost county in the state, and farm right on the Mississippi River, and just a tremendous amount of water along the river here, and which is pretty conducive to rice production and not so conducive to corn production. So almost 20 years ago, we transitioned into a rice and soybean rotation, and it's not uncommon for, 15, 20 miles south of me in southeast Missouri is around 200,000 acres per year annually of rice production. Not too far off and far away from where I am, so it fits real well in our operation.
It's so neat to be talking with you about this because in our listening area, we don't grow rice. We grow corn and beans and some wheat. But rice is definitely not grown in this part of mid-Illinois. So, Blake, it's a business for you. Obviously, farming's a business, but you also have a couple of company names we want to visit about today.
Yeah. What we've been doing since year one is seed rice production, and that's River Bend Rice Seed Company. And so we do rice and soybean seed production. Contracts for other companies and with the rice, our own brand called Riverbend Rice. I always wanted to do a packaged rice business or table rice, such as you get in a restaurant or sell in a grocery store, and for years, but never had the equipment to get it done, and finally got everything arranged on that end, and we launched a packaged rice business we call Cahokia Rice last fall, and approximately in November. So it's a really new project for us, but we're really enjoying it, and it's keeping us jumping.
Can you find the packaged rice in stores in Illinois?
You can. You can. We're working on that, and we are in several country markets. Dierberg stores in the Metro St. Louis and Edwardsville, and all the Dierberg locations. Several restaurants throughout the state, and the list is growing really fast. So there's lots it's growing really fast. So that I can't remember everybody, but we're working on it.
Sure. Well, you mentioned some towns that aren't too far away from us and business names that we're familiar with. As far as the process of growing rice, how long is the growing season and how do you harvest it? And talk to farmers about the process of growing it, because I'm not familiar and I'm going to guess that a majority of people listening probably aren't either. So what is it like to farm and grow rice?
Yeah. Well, I grew up growing, corn, soybeans, and wheat in a typical rotation. But as I say, we transitioned over to rice basically due to too much water in our area. The growing season is not a whole lot different than corn, maybe 125-day corn, you could call it. You know, we'll plant in whenever we can get in the fields in April, and we'll harvest in late September or October. And we drill seed just like wheat. We'll flood 30 days after emergence and put a permanent flood on. And pull that flood when the crop is three-quarters of the way mature, so three-quarters, 75% brown head is what I call it, and which is typically in third week of August. We'll pull the water off and dry things up at that point. And we can stretch the window either way a little bit, but cool temperatures in the fall will really slow the maturation down of the plant. And so we've got to get it, we've got to try to get it finished up in August if we can, the maturity. You get into September, you get 50 degree nights, and you get problems. So.
Once you harvest, do you store the rice for long periods of time in grain bins, or do you use it up pretty quickly? And, you know, when you mention your packaged rice, or talk to us a little bit more about what happens after it comes out of the field, or...
Yeah. Well, rice is, you know, it's... Okay, so it's all except for the brokens are fed directly to a consumer. So it's all human consumption. So quality is an issue, particularly exported rice. To certain countries, quality is a very big issue. Here in America, it's not as pronounced, but people do like quality. They just don't exactly realize it. So we'll put it in the grain bins, and add very little heat. When we put heat on it, it will fissure the grain, and you dry it too fast, you remove the moisture too fast, you can crack the grain, which impacts milling quality, or it reduces the amount of whole kernels in a sample. So we'll put it in the grain bins in the fall and air dry it down to 13%, typically harvest at about 18%. Dry it down to 13% moisture content, and hold it there until we either, you know, utilize whatever it is we're growing. Our packaged rice, we'll hold it until we mill it. Our seed rice, we'll hold it until we utilize it for seed production. And a portion of what we grow ends up going to the river for export, and so typically moves out in January and February.
You mentioned being that close to the Mississippi River. I know that growing rice takes a lot of water. You mentioned flooding it when it gets to a certain point after planting. Do you use water from the Mississippi to do that? Do you have irrigation, or how are you getting all this water?
Well, yeah, we'll do any, you know, if we can, we prefer, yes, to use surface water if at all possible, because surface water is warmer than well water. Well water is 50 degrees. So anytime we can pump surface water with a well. So we're totally set up to irrigate and everything by a surface water. And we can do that when the river is up above flood stage here on our farm. And it doesn't have to be very high. And we can tap into water that's in drainage canals around the farm and pull a pretty much endless supply of surface water. But when you get into the middle of the summer, that dries up and goes away. The river goes down. And then, so at that point, we've got everything is also capable of being irrigated with irrigation wells, and so we'll finish out the season with the underground water. But preferably, we'll use surface water just because it's so much warmer.
Sure, makes sense.
Blake,
I can imagine. Blake, are you unique? Are there other farmers near you that are growing rice, or are you one of just a few?
Yeah, just one of a few. There's a few of us, and it was me by myself for many years, but over the last 5 years we've had a few other guys get in. It's just, you know, preferably you've got laser-leveled land, which is, if you don't, you know, if you don't have that, grow rice, it's a barrier of entry, you know, it's extremely expensive to grade the property, so, which is why there's not a whole lot of guys around here doing it.
You mentioned when we started the interview you're located in Alexander County. Where at in the county, or what town are you located in?
Well, we're my office, where I'm talking to you from right now, is in McClure, Illinois, which is right across the river from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And but we're scattered out all the way down to Cairo. We've got farms down all the way down to the Cairo Airport, and some at Olive Branch and some here at McClure. And then further north of us up in Union County, we've got some farms up near Wolf Lake. So it's about 50 miles from one end, from one the farthest south farm to the northernmost farm.
Blake Gerard of River Bend Rice in southern Illinois. And remember, if you make a trip to Deerberg's, look for Cahokia brand rice. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.